Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.
Hey, everybody, it's Kruka Kipe on Baseball, and we're going to talk about hamming it and egging it. That's right, hamming it and egging it. We're going to do that when we come back. Hey, everybody, it's Kruka Kipe on Baseball, and we're going to talk about the Giants and the A's series that starts tonight, Game 1, in Oakland. The last time these two teams met, the Giants played the A's here at Oracle Park. And when I say here, all of us broadcasters will be broadcasting from Oracle Park tonight while the Giants are playing the A's in Oakland. But the last time that the A's were here really was kind of like the roughest losses. There's a streak there of just rough losses. It began with the A's and it carried into Game 1 of the Angels series. And it was kind of the low point to the season. And one of the things that we said in observing how well the Giants played, only to have collapses by the bullpen late on games that they should have won, was that, you know, they played well. They played, you know, they should have won. They could have won. They didn't, which made it much more painful. But when Oakland packed up and rode the bus back to Oakland and got out of town, our comment at that time was like, well, then you know what? You got three games left in Oakland. Go do to them what they did to you. There's your motivation. If you're a Giants player, and that's, here we are on the doorstep of this series, and I think that's kind of in the back of their mind.
I do. I think you're right, Mike. I think it is. But I also think that they, you know, you got to put that aside because since then they played great, and especially played great against interleague teams. And I know they took advantage of the Rangers. They took advantage of Seattle. They played really well against the Angels. They had the one blow up, but after that they recovered. And I think, what did they do against the Astros? Win one, lose
one.
I think
they split.
Yeah. So anyway, now we were talking about the elite team in the American League West. I mean, the A's are coming in, and they got a record of 31-19, and they're going to the playoffs. And they're going to win the American League West. And all they're playing for right now is to stay healthy, play good baseball until you get to postseason, and then worry about that first whoever's going to win two out of three in that first round. And I don't know who they're going to play, but, you know, they're going to play probably one of the wildcard teams. But look, the Giants have lost Yastrzemski probably for this series, and the A's have lost Chapman for the rest of the way. And they've lost Piscotty for a couple of games, and maybe he's going to be back next week. And Olsen is really struggling except for hitting the ball out of the park. So there's a lot of things going on in this series. But the one thing the A's got, and I had coffee with my brother this morning, and he's the one that pointed it out and gave me a little bit of a scouting report, is they got good, solid starting pitching. And that's how they're going to beat you with pitching. They usually pound you, but they're going to beat you now with pitching.
They have a good bullpen, too. So bottom line, Giants, they know that they can hang. They know that their offense is good, even despite not having Mike Yastrzemski. I mean, they proved it yesterday when he went out of the ballgame early. They came from behind 4-1, and they wound up scoring five runs in the sixth and seventh inning combined, and they win that game. It was a great confidence booster for them. It's just such an interesting series because of what it means in the standings to the playoff race for the Giants and, of course, to the fans. It's a big deal.
One thing they're going to have to do, and they've done a good job of it, without Yastrzemski, you play in these scramble golf tournaments, and the team that ham and eggs it the best, they're the team that wins the tournament. They're going to have to ham and egg it in their lineup, and they've done well doing it that way, and they're going to have to do it this weekend. It's not an omelet. It's not breakfast. It's baseball. You got to ham and egg it.
Ham and egg it. It's Kruka Kipe on Baseball. Hamming and egging. Enjoy the ball game.
Golfers, get ready to elevate your Saturday mornings. Yeah, it's Brian Murphy here, and I am thrilled to introduce the Clubhouse Corner with Ben and Eddie. This is a passion project from the good folks at the Clubhouse in Fremont. These two are on a mission to make golf accessible and enjoyable for the masses. So set your alarm. 7 a.m. every Saturday, join Ben and Eddie at the Clubhouse Corner. Only on KNBR.